Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Amanda Van Horn started the Lilac Kitchen, a personal chef service focused on healthy eating solutions and convenience. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Amanda, welcome to Local Matters.
Thanks, Mel.
It's so good to see you. You're so just happy and cheery, and you're excited to be out and about, I can tell.
Well, I've actually had my coffee today.
So you're in better shape than I am.
Yeah, a little more awake.
How has the delivery service and everything been over the last year?
Complicated.
Yeah?
Yes. Because I was shut down for 3 months when everything happened. And then ended up partially opening back up, you know, but still like our CrossFit gym where a bulk of my customers were was shut down for, you know, 3 months mm-hmm. longer than that. So it was just very up in the air. And I did some home deliveries. And when the gym opened back up, you know, I tried to reestablish that customer base. But it was a very long road recovering because I didn't get any of the governmental supplement money. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have a payroll. I'm self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was shut out of that. I don't have a location. Since I'm a personal chef, I work at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, you know, I couldn't get assistance that way.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a lot to navigate. And even, you know, when I went for unemployment, you know, well, how do I prove income when I don't get a salary?
Right.
So it was months and months of just confusion mm-hmm. and a lot of uncertainty. And thank goodness I have a very good man at home who his job never got affected because mm-hmm. he was a fireman. So he went to work like normal and makes enough that we could survive. But, oh, my goodness. Talk about stress.
What a tough road because you had established so much before, too.
Oh, yeah. I was
rolling. Talk about how you started the Lilac Kitchen.
Well, you know, and I told you earlier, I had to look back, couldn't even remember the date, but it was 2013, 2014. I met Artie from Artie's Paleo on the Go.
Mm.
I know, Artie. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
Such a good man. And just randomly asked him if I could be his dessert lady, because if anyone knows a chef or watches Top Chef or anything mm-hmm. like that. You know, chefs hate making desserts.
Always. That's absolutely the number one complaint.
Yes. So when I offered, he jumped on it. Plus, since he did paleo, you had to be very specific on ingredients used and quantities and, you know, because it's basically for athletes or people mm-hmm. who have allergies. So obviously he didn't want to mess with that. Mm-hmm. I was happy to because I love baking. And this was before I'd even gone to pastry school. I just loved feeding people.
Yeah.
So I worked part-time for him for years.
Yeah.
And
if you're not familiar with Artie, he was also an Indiana Originals member. And
how I met you.
Oh, yeah. That's how we met. Was it was on the Indie Style set here at Wish TV, wasn't it? Man.
My one TV appearance.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we can do something about that, too, I'm sure, if you want another one. I know you're kind of shy, but
I'm very shy.
You're pretty enough for TV. Don't you worry. We did a special tribute on 93 WIBC when Artie passed away. I mean, that was a huge loss for our community. And you know, thank you for bringing that up because I'm going to go find that episode and I'll get that posted
on
IndianaOriginals.com, get the blog back up. Man, that was a really tough loss.
It was so sad.
For so many of us. Yes. And he gave so many people so many opportunities. And what a great chance for you to become the dessert lady.
I know. This all started because of Artie giving me a chance.
And you did desserts at quite a few places, right?
I did. Yes. Yeah. When I started pastry school at Ivy Tech, I met Chef Hawkins,
mm-hmm.
Circle City Sweets.
Yep. Another Indiana Originals member.
Yes. I actually listened to her podcast before I came in. I was like, how am I going to?
I'll take good care of you. Don't
Cindy's
you worry.
Very smooth, man. She can talk to anybody. So, yeah, I actually met her, started doing the Broad Ripple Farmers Market for her. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Broad Ripple Farmers Market, you probably met me because yep. I was there for years. I did the booth at Annabelle's Garden. I did Circle City Sweets. And then for 3 or 4 years, I did Silverthorn Farms, mm-hmm. which they aren't there anymore, unfortunately, but wonderful people, mm-hmm. Nate and Emily Parks. Worked for her at downtown for a little bit. And then I did desserts at Nook Paleo mm-hmm. when that was there. Not around, unfortunately, another victim of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then where else have I been?
Were you at the Marriott, too?
I was. Eastside Marriott. That's where I did my internship.
Yeah.
For Ivy Tech. My friend Jackie was the executive chef there. Wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I actually just got by with all the help from my friends.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it. Well, and you brought some amazing treats in today.
I did.
I apologize that our listeners do not get to experience these, but we can describe them, right? And you yeah. kind of... You know, it's really a good mix that kind of showcases all the different things that you can do. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with your conventional treats. So peanut butter cookies.
Yum.
Yes. A lot of people's favorites.
I'm going to smell one. I'm going to smell this one. I can smell it from here. Oh, my gosh. Can I eat this? I'm going to eat this while you talk.
Please, please do.
Go take care of the ship. Tell us what's going on.
As you told me, you only had a Lunchable, so mm-hmm. please have some sugar. And then next to that is a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that is the pumpkin blondie, which is actually a paleo product. So no gluten, no dairy, no refined sugar.
Is that what paleo means?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're staying away from the grains, staying away from sugars and dairy. You know, basically eliminating anything that would cause an allergic reaction.
Mm.
You know, so very health conscious. A lot of athletes follow it because it's a very clean way to eat.
That's what I was going to ask. Did it kind of start as like kind of a necessary diet health wise for people, and then other people realized, hey, you can also lose weight
yes.
with this. So
yes.
it's kind of taking us back to our roots, right?
It is, and I think CrossFit did a lot to make it popular too, because a lot of athletes eat paleo or eat mm-hmm. clean. You know, and just. I mean, if you want to lose weight, the best way to do it is to eat clean. Like, that's why Whole30 is so popular.
And you can just make the meals for us because I don't have time to think about that.
No, you right? don't.
We just order it from you.
You do.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
Okay.
And I actually brought you lunch and dinner.
Yeah. Let's talk about this over here. Bring those over here.
Here, let me pass you the Buckeyes
oh
first,
my gosh.
Right?
These are the size of golf balls. These are the biggest Buckeyes. I've ever seen. Describe these here.
So that is a big bowl of peanut butter and powdered sugar and vanilla and salt. So simple ingredients, mm-hmm. but magically put together and just creates.
Oh my gosh, these look amazing!
Delicious and capsuled by chocolate, of mm-hmm. course. So the classic Indiana Buckeye treat.
Oh my gosh,
so popular. When I make them for people, I immediately get a message: "I love this. You're the best."
Perfect. Like, put that on every review.
Like, yes.
Every review. Awesome. Okay, and what do we have over here?
So the top one there is called Dora Watt. It's an Ethiopian chicken stew. It's got some spice, vegetables, and then there's Yukon mashed potato in there for you as well.
Yum.
And then below that is carne machada, which is a Mexican beef stew.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best way to describe it. That's served with white rice. So it's got spices and cilantro and carrots. And
it's just in this convenient little to-go container. Mm-hmm.
Everything's served in a microwavable container. So you just keep it in the fridge. It's good for a week in the fridge. Or you can even freeze them. They freeze quite well.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much everything I give you, you can freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get to it right away, you haven't lost your money because you can just keep it for later.
So instead of grabbing a Lunchable
yes.
from my 2-year-old
or going through McDonald's drive-through or
yeah
or anything like that, you know, you just order all your meals for the week.
Yeah,
like most of my clients are weekly, you mm-hmm. know, they get all their lunches or they get all their dinners.
Yeah,
whatever meal they don't want to make for themselves, they mm-hmm. just order from me, and it's there and it's ready and it's healthy.
Does your menu change?
I put out a monthly menu, post it on Facebook, Instagram, you know. And then people just message me what mm-hmm. they want. And
you make it for them.
And I make it for them. I cook once a week usually, but honestly, I've been cooking 3 to 4 days a week lately just because
that's
I let
hear.
People order whenever they yeah. want. So, and I always want it to be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So I will cook it when you order it.
Did you always want to do this? What did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I thought back, I'm like, well, of course I wanted to be a veterinarian, because what little girl did not want to be a veterinarian?
Yes, that was on my list at some point.
Yeah, or a marine biologist. Or
also, I was going to go work with the dolphins.
Exactly.
Depends on what movies came out when we were little, I think.
You know, yeah, because, or I wanted to be a Disney princess, of course. But
naturally.
I don't know, I never really had a passion in life. I worked at an office, you know, worked odd jobs. I was a professional housekeeper for, 15 years?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. My friend Christina Garten, owner of Christina's Complete Clean, who should be an Indiana Originals. I'll put a bug in her ear
about
that.
Yeah, we'll put the pressure on there.
Yeah.
There you go, Christina.
But wonderful woman who, she, single mom, started her own company. You know, started up in Carmel, I think, or Fishers, but, you know, just built her own business. And I think she's at $1 million a year now in sales.
That's incredible.
Yeah, she employs 18 or 20 people. Mm-hmm. Just awesome entrepreneur, always looking to expand and do better in life. And
what a great mentor and influencer.
Yeah, and every time I quit a job or was in between, she'd hire me back, you know, because I work my butt off for her.
Yeah.
And, I'm, you know, I've cleaned your house, Mel. Yep. You know how detailed.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. I mean, it's almost embarrassing what you can find because you are so thorough. I mean, you're just really, whatever you do, you're just going to, I mean, you're going to do it right.
Yes, 100% or nothing at all. Like, I just want to be the best I can. And so, you know, I was working for her, but I just needed something. I needed to not dread getting up in the morning.
Right.
Because working in an office, it sucks the soul out of you.
It does. Well, I'm working for someone else. If you have that entrepreneurial spirit, that's really tough.
It is, because you always want to take over. You always want to be the boss. You know, you just have ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, I'm a terrible employee because I always want to be the boss. You know, but so that just kind of morphed into like, well, if Artie can do it, maybe I can too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after I quit working for Artie's, I was just kind of lost. And I was like, well, I'll just give it a try, you know. And so I started small, just gave it to my friends and people I knew. And, you know, that just kind of rolled into feeding people at the gym. And then, of course, my family is the most supportive in the world. They have been for me every step. And Rodney, too. You know, he's always my biggest champion.
Yeah.
But, you know, my brother orders every week.
Aww.
My mom orders. My aunt orders. You know, so.
Do you deliver it yourself?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just me.
Yeah.
I dread having employees. Like, not only do the taxes scare me, but but just, you know, then it's not totally yours. And I always want it to be my thing.
Yeah. It's hard to let that go.
It is.
Especially when you are a perfectionist personality type.
Yes. And anyone,
that's a compliment, by
anyone
the way.
Who's met me will say Amanda's definitely 100% perfectionist.
So. What motivates you to do what you're doing now?
Freedom. Freedom and just taking care of people all the time. Always trying to mom everybody because I don't have kids of my own. And I don't plan on it. So everyone is my kid. I want them to be healthy. I want them to be happy. And I'm always trying to be everything to everyone. So feeding them is probably the best way for me to do that. And that's also why I expanded. You know, well, not only can I not do one thing at a time, but that's how I ended up getting into massage, too. Like, how can I take care of your whole self?
Yeah.
You know, I'll feed you and also I have the massage business now. So I'll take care of you that way. So, and I also, I didn't even tell you this, I'm going to start yoga certification here in a couple months.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
So just morph the kitchen into more of like a whole care package.
Well, you really want to take care of people from the inside out.
I do, and it's so important. If last year showed us anything, it's not only do you need to take care of yourself physically, but mentally, you need to be there for yourself. And sometimes we don't know how to start. Sometimes we don't even know how to ask for help. So if there's somewhere you can go where you know I can get fed, I can get a massage, I can do some yoga to clear my mind. Like, why not offer that service? You know? There's so many people that are sad and depressed and lonely, and it's like, just if I can give you an hour of relaxation and happiness, I feel like that's the most important thing you can do for other people.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Amanda has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
"Is it local?"
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana Original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Amanda Van Horn of the Lilac Kitchen, a personal chef service focused on healthy eating solutions and convenience, started in 2014. Amanda, what is the hardest part about being a business owner?
Girl, taxes. I tell you what, taxes are a killer. It's probably my least favorite thing on the planet.
Yeah?
To deal with, yes. Thank God. I have a wonderful man who does taxes. His name is Brian Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
Please contact him for all your tax needs. He takes care of me, like personal and business taxes. I would be lost without him.
Well, and how important is that to have someone on your side who knows?
First thing you should do, if you're going to start a business, my goodness, find someone to do your taxes, because I get through like a paragraph of tax law, I'm lost. I can't do math. It's a miracle I can bake.
You can measure.
I know. I can measure for baking. All other math, I am lost.
Gotcha.
Like, calculator to do.
No ratios.
Simple.
No.
Yeah. Yes. So thank goodness I do everything in grams. Thank you, Chef Hawkins, for teaching me that. But yeah, I'm just completely lost when it comes to that. And also, probably just getting yourself out there. Like, I know we have social media, but everyone's on social media. I know we have podcasts. Everyone has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so hard to establish yourself now where everyone is everywhere all the time. And you're just bombarded with companies who want your business.
Mm-hmm.
And to put out a good, superior product, to make it convenient, to make it accessible, to focus on being a local company, like, you have to do all these things and be all these things to everybody to be an important part of their spending life, you know? Or you have to find that niche. Like, I am here for your nutrition. I am here for, you know, your mental health needs. I am here for you.
Well, speaking of that, what's the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
When anyone messages me and tells me, like, I ate this, it was wonderful. Or I do a massage and they're like, I feel so amazing. I mean, that's it right there. Just getting that feedback of, you took care of me. Thank you so much. Because that's all I want. That is it. You know, if I eke out a living doing it, that's fine. Like, I'm never going to be a millionaire. I know these things. I'm never going to be rolling dough, you know, because I don't want employees. But, I mean, I just, you know, being the mom. Mm-hmm. Like, taking care of everyone makes me so freaking happy. I can't even stand it.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Get the tax, man. You know, but make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Make sure you're doing it because it makes you happy, that it's something you are going to be able to do forever, or it's something that fulfills you so much you can't imagine getting up and doing anything else. That's why I get up every day and do it. I can't imagine doing anything else at this point. Like, I will feed people till the day I die. I will massage people. You know, when I do the yoga thing, like, I will do that forever. These are things I want to do. Like, it makes me so happy to be able to do what I want to do that I wish I had done this 20 years ago. You know, I just turned 38 and I wasted so much time not doing what makes me so happy.
But did you know this was going to make you so happy, though? Like, didn't you have to go through those things to find what makes you happy?
Oh, yeah. I had to go through all the things. But I, you know, it's like, oh, if I could go back.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Just put a spatula in my hand and let me loosen the kitchen. But yeah, you definitely evolve. And this has evolved, even when it started 7 years ago now. Like, it's definitely evolved into what it is now. And thank goodness for all my mentors that showed me what to do, what not to do, taught me all the little tips that make this possible. Like, it's been an evolution, and it's been wonderful. And thank goodness I have someone in my life who supports it all. You know, that's been the biggest thing, is my family and my partner.
Do you feed all the firefighters, too?
You know, I try. Honestly, where Rodney's at now, like, they have such good cooks, they don't even need me. He's really blessed. They take such great care of him. And, yeah, like, I'll offer all the time, do you want some cookies? Do you want some? And they're going to hear this and be like, why aren't we getting cookies?
Right?
But, yeah, I do offer.
Well, the offer still stands, gentlemen. It still stands. And ladies,
yes,
still stands.
I will take care of you.
Why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Well, one, I love you to death, Mel. And I think what you're doing is amazing. So I will always be a part of whatever you're into.
Thank you.
But I think in Indy, we are so blessed to have tons of entrepreneurs out there doing amazing things, employing local people, taking care of their local communities. People in Indy care. They want to help. I mean, just the food scene alone in Indy right now, we are spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to eat at a single chain any day of the week. You can go in your neighborhood and find wonderful restaurants to support, wonderful bakeries, you know, cafes, coffee houses. I feel like I can't even keep up anymore with
it's
all the
tough
places I need to go and eat.
Right.
You know, and I got a fridge full of food all the time. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, how can I not eat that and just go to Strange Bird and get a coconut crusted tenderloin and a milkshake and be happy?
So good.
You know, go to Strange Bird. It's amazing. But seriously, I want to support local as much as possible, especially being part of the Broderville Farmers Market for so many years and seeing how hard these people work day in and day out just to put food on the table, just to put their product out there, because they are filled with that same passion as I am. And if I can just be a little part of that support group, I'm so happy about it.
I think that passion is what keeps me going, too, with running Indiana Originals.
Like, oh, yeah.
I love helping our members achieve their dreams. And so thank you very much for being a part of what we're doing. And besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and your business?
So I have a website. It's LilacKitchenIndy.com. You can also find me at Facebook and Instagram at LilacKitchenIndy. All one word. And then if you want to just email me and ask what's up, it's Amanda@lilackitchenindy.com.
And that's LILAC, in case you don't know how to spell lilac.
It's my favorite flower.
It's a beautiful one.
Yeah, it's on everything.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters, and thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you for having me, Mel. It has been wonderful.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It is an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why local matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.